Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And we're joined again by the man who would be a NRA board member, Ector for Director, Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. How goes it, sir?
Man, it goes great. It is another beautiful day in the city of Detroit, albeit it's a little cold, wet, and dare I say, there's a bunch of white stuff on the ground.
I heard you guys had a snowstorm.
Yeah, what's the difference between a snowstorm and showers, man? It left a few inches on the ground, man. So,
well, I mean, I would rather see snow falling than rain any day. With snow falling, you feel magical and like a little kid. When it's raining, you're like, I can't grill. I can't grill on the grass, you know?
This makes you feel wonderful and magical seeing this stuff on the ground. It's, you know, I woke up and I looked out the window and seeing how deep it had gotten, and I was like, wow, it really snowed. So I really think that I should, like, look for a teenager or, dare I say, grab a shovel.
I'd look for the teenager and give them the shovel. So let's talk. You're out there now. You and I had a pretty good natured, very respectful, I hope, talk about you wanting to be a board member of the NRA.
Yes, and I want to be one of 76.
And you know my misgivings about a doer like yourself going into being on the NRA board, which let's just say they have a perception issue.
Okay.
Would you agree with that? Now, everybody perceives them in a very negative manner.
Everybody? I wouldn't say everybody.
Well, the members of the board don't. They think they're doing great stuff.
I mean, let's say that if you're not on the board, right?
Right.
If you're not a board member, I mean, I would think that, you know, there's a lot of ways to measure how well things are going,
right? Right.
If there's a lot of people at the conference, you know, depending on how many people show up, you know, at the conference, how many people, you know, call or write or have subscriptions to various different periodicals. How many people are actually paid up members of the organization?
Right.
Those are some pretty standard bellwether, you know, metrics that people might look to.
I agree with you 100%. My only misgiving is that you're my friend. I think you do very good real world work. You do outreach. You bring people that have never touched a gun into the fold. And that is a very rare thing. All of us talk about it. Very few do it. I don't do it. I talk about it a lot, but you do it. You know, mainly when I'm talking about somebody doing it, I'm talking about you doing it. So,
You know, I was thinking about this the other night, and I was like, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of people that do a lot of things in the gun rights community and in other organizations. But, I mean, when you actually go out and actually touch people, you know, in terms of actually having contact with them and engaging with them in some meaningful way, I mean, you're talking about like a conference maybe, or like a shooting program, you know, and there aren't a lot of those things out there.
Right. Not very many at all. So, given that, the fact that you do real things, I just think that your talent would be wasted there. But that's beside the point, because it's something you want to do. So if I could support you doing it, if I was a voting member, you would get my vote. I'm just not a voting member. So actually, we're just talking, just to be talking. But you have done what a lot of really good candidates do. You have been going out and seeking endorsements in your bid to be on the board, right?
Well, you know, I was thinking the other day, man, I have not actually ran for anything per se, perhaps since maybe my junior year in college. And man, that was a long time ago.
Right.
You know, I am 55 years young now, man, and I was a junior in college, and I was I ran for an elected position of this group in college. Name of it was called the Association of Black Engineers and Applied Scientists. It was called ABES, which eventually became a chapter of NSBE, which was the National Society of Black Engineers. And man, I haven't actually ran for anything since then, like anything.
Okay.
And that was a long time ago, man.
Right. So, but now you are, and I mean, however long it's been, you're employing, you've engaged your brain into this, and you're putting some thought into how do I do this, and is this the first time you've done this?
Like ran for something?
Run for the NRA board.
This is the first time that I've actually ran. I was considering doing it earlier, but I didn't meet the requirements. And I know the requirements that the one I had the most with is you had to be a member for, I believe it's like 5 continuous years, or be a life member for at least 5 years. And I did not have enough time in to actually run. I was looking at running last year, a year ago, but I finally made the requirement. So I said, hey, let's go for it, man. Let's do it.
Well, I think what you're doing in your first run is pretty smart. This would not be part of my thought process. So I'd just be out there going, don't you know I'm awesome? Vote for me. Something like that.
It's not easy, man. Because Here's the thing. You have to get a significant number of votes, right? There's no magic number that you need. You just need to be in like the top 25 people that are running. Well, there's 25 seats that are open, right?
Right.
And you have to be in the top 25. And if you're one of the top 25, then okay, great. But man, you talk about the number of votes that you need. I mean, you're going to need, I don't know, somewhere. It depends on how many votes. So maybe 35,000 maybe votes, or 40,000. But, you know, I mean, you're going to need a lot of votes, man. You're going to need to be in the top 25 people that are running for a board position. And it's hard to find people or to make contact with people who are eligible voters to vote for you. So I just racked my brain to try to figure out how does one do that.
Okay, hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. If you are a voting member of the NRA, you probably have got your ballot already. Rick is in the middle, I think. Rick Hector is in the middle. You should go fill that in, because this would be a very energetic board member if there's ever been one. Talking to Rick Hector. We'll be right back. Hector for Director, this is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rick Ector. He's running for NRA Board of Directors. And we were talking about his approach as to how he's going with it. And somebody's trying to call me, but we'll talk to him later. Might be somebody that owes me money, Rick. You don't know how hard that is to turn that away just to do a radio show. Might be somebody that owes me money. So anyway. One of the things that you have is you have a very multifaceted way to reach people. And you do it through various means in social media, which I'm not a big social media guy, but you actually seem to have mastered it. So you've been reaching out to people on social media. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've been reaching out to people on social media, and you know what? I'm on a few social media platforms, right? And well, let me ask you just offhand.
Yeah.
How many social media sites are you or is your show active on? Or like at least has a presence, a name, avatar or graphic of some sort in which you regularly engage and talk to the general public? How many places are you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I do the podcast. I have a YouTube channel. I have a Twitter account. Let's say that is probably very not, it's not used a lot.
But you, let me tell you, you do something that many people on social media sites don't do. You actually create what they call content. You are a content creator.
Ah.
And believe it or not, there's a line of demarcation that exists between people who merely like visit a site and like just look around and see what's there and consume the product, consume the information, the posts, the memes, the graphics, and who actually engage with people. And there are some people who are called lurkers, man. They don't produce anything, but they're there.
Well, I also refer to them as commenters as well.
Well, there's commenters, and I think there's a significant number of people that are out there who don't even comment. They just like to see what's going on. Like a good friend of mine, man, he was into social media a lot, and he still has a site on like a handful of pages. But I was talking with him recently when I was asking him for an endorsement to endorse my campaign. And he's like, yeah, it's okay for you to say that I'm a supporter and that I support your campaign, you know, but I don't post on social media anymore. And I'm like, really? He's like, no, I don't do it. He's like, things are just so caustic and so political and so negative, and everyone is on one side or the other of an issue. And it's kind of like, everything is just politically charged, man. And you know what? If you're actually trying to do like any type of business of some sort, or you have some type of profession, or if you are, let's say, gainfully employed in one industry that's totally separate than your activism, man, you're putting yourself and your livelihood in jeopardy by engaging with people on highly sensitive and politically charged topics. If you're active, like, say, for example, if you had you're the host of Lock and Load, and that's your job, right? This is what you do to earn a living, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine how this show would be possibly impacted if you actually had to go work somewhere, I don't know, maybe 25 to 40 to 50, 60 hours a week, and there's people that engage with you on a regular day-to-day basis, and you depend on, I guess, to some extent, their goodwill or at least their lack of intent in being upset with some opinion you had and then wanted to call for a boycott or boycott your business or call your boss and tell them that you're a horrible person and that they're not going to do business with your boss because you said such horrible things in their opinion relative to the issues that matter most to them. Can you imagine how that might impact your show?
Well, I know exactly what you're speaking about, because when I got accepted into radio, at the time I had been working at a place that, and you've heard of it, I was delivering Krispy Kreme donuts.
I love Krispy Kreme donuts, man. They're the most sugary, delicious, sweet donuts on in the Milky Way galaxy.
You left out addictive too. They're very addictive. that was like putting me in charge. That was like me as a heroin addict having to take care of the poppy fields. But anyway, I get accepted and I get offered this show to do, and it's only going to be on Sunday. And heretofore, I had worked my schedule. I had been off Sunday every time, and I tell them that that's going to happen, and they schedule me for Sunday.
Oh,
and I quit.
I can imagine.
I quit at that point. I was like, okay, fine. You guys have lost your mind. You think I'm going to be out here delivering donuts on a Sunday when I can be doing radio? This is like on my bucket list. And, oh, yeah, you're going to get in my way. Yeah, that's happening. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
And? I know how it impacts it, so we're going... I was just wondering what we were saying with this. I was just curious.
Because you know what, I'm not so young that I'm not above having a senior moment from time to time. Man.
Listen, you're seven years younger than me.
It's akin to getting up off the couch and going into the kitchen, and you go in the kitchen and you go, man, I was just on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen. I clearly remember walking to the kitchen. But I came in here for something. What did I come in for here for?
Well, that's been happening to me since I was in my 20s. That's not a senior thing. I think that's a guy thing. I don't think that's a senior thing. Anyway.
I know I've had that feeling, man. And, you know, it's very frustrating because you don't know whether to go back from whence you came or whether to just stay there until you figure it out. But I think you just go all the way back. And then you sit down and you get comfy again. And then it dawns on you what you originally got up and left for. Yeah, so it happens, man. But, that's where we are, man. And let me tell you, this path, this road, this journey, this seeking office, I guess you could say it's political office, but it's not like it's...
Well, it's an NGO, a non-governmental organization. That's what you're trying to get office in, an NGO. We're coming up on the next break, so tell everybody how to find you. We'll pick this up on the other side.
I am Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com. My handle on a variety of social media sites, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, even though I got two strikes in the last couple of days, because I... don't know how to engage in social media without eventually posting a picture of a gun or some facsimile thereof.
What he said. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. This is breaking news at this hour. At least five people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshipers who gathered for Friday night prayers. At least five others were injured in the incident. Israeli media reports children are among the five people killed. The shooter was killed at the scene. It's believed he acted alone. The city of Memphis bracing for possible protests with the release of body camera video showing the traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols, Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
We wanted to ensure the proper legal steps were followed and that the family of Mr. Nichols had an opportunity to view the video footage privately.
Walt Disney World employees are expected to reject the company's contract offer later today, Disney proposing a raise of $1 an hour. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Rick Ector. Rick Ector is a firearms instructor. He runs something called Legally Armed in Detroit, which I just love the acronym for that one. And
right. I want you to get laid.
Laid.
Legally Armed in Detroit.
Legally Armed in Detroit. And he's running for, and we're going to call it a non-governmental organization. He's running for the oldest civil rights. He's running to be on the board of directors of the oldest civil rights organization in the United States today. The NRA came into existence after the Civil War to arm newly freed black men against the Dixiecrats who were out there. Even though they lost the war, they were still trying to have their cake, even though it had been taken from them. So, that was then. This is now. He's trying to be a member of the board. Now, do we want to get to the crux of this? Shall we do that?
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Not having ran for office in quite some time, definitely not a political office per se, man, but, you know, definitely somewhere where I'm out in the public square. You know, it's been a learning experience for me, man, and that, you know, endorsements are like very, well, I've construed them as being important because, I mean, you know, I know that when people are running locally in my area of the country here in Detroit, Michigan, when people are running for office, you typically see the same stuff, right? You know, either they're publishing, you know, some type of content somewhere. They're doing media appearances like I'm doing right here, right now. Or they're going to places where people are, and getting endorsements is one of those things that you do, man, because, you know, people are influenced in one way or another by people that they know, like, love and or respect. So that seemed to me to be something that I could reasonably do. Now, getting an endorsement requires you to find people who are in a space in your area of expertise in the world,
right,
who can reach people who might be beneficial to you and your cause. And for example, I want to be a board member of the National Rifle Association. So it would be to my benefit to find people in the gun rights area on social media, right, who have followings. Like,
Bill Frady, Lock and Load. There's people that listen to your show on a regular basis. So I was reaching out to people, and I reached out to someone that I had known, man, that I had met at an NRA convention. I reached out to no one other than Mr. Tom Grisham. Everyone knows that Tom Grisham is fairly well known in the public space on the online arena. And you know what? I've met him a few times in person. And as a matter of fact, I've even been on his show. And dare I say, I felt we had a rapport, man.
Sure.
And I contacted him and I said, hey, how you doing? He's like, I'm great. I say, man, look, I'm not sure if you've heard, but I was nominated to run for a position on the NRA board of directors. And I would like to know if I may have your support. Would you support my campaign? Would you vote for me if you are a voting member? And two, if you're so inclined. And I always use the magic word when I ask people for something. I actually use the word please, man. Oh. Would you please vote for me, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not above saying please if I'm asking for something, like a favor. And before he could commit to saying that he would support me and or do say do anything favorable to me in my campaign, he had a magic question for me. And the question was, if you are elected as a board member to the NRA, would you publicly call for the resignation of Mr. Wayne LaPierre? And I told him, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, that's not why I'm running. That's not why that's not how I reached the opinion of the National Rifle Association. You know, I do my thing in terms of training women, training minorities, training black people, educating people about the safe and responsible use of guns. No, I'm not going to do that. That was not my platform. My platform that I submitted to the NRA is this is what I do, and this is why I believe I'm qualified, and this is what I can do for the organization. I want to be a part of this organization, and I've been wanting in some way or another to be more active in the organization for a number of years. And so he told me, well, you know, I cannot support you if you do not take this position that I want to take. And I said, well, okay, well, guess what? Well, we have a disagreement here, but you know what? We can agree to disagree and not be disagreeable, and we left it at that, man. And it wasn't until a couple of days ago, man, that he actually wanted to engage me publicly. See, our conversation previously was just two guys on the internet, you know, talking, chatting, but now he wants to go to my page, not his page. He goes to a conversation on my page.
Yeah.
And he's like chastising me for not taking a public anti-Wayne LaPierre position. And I thought that that was really, you know, I don't want to say rude, because when you're on Facebook, you can say whatever you want to say on Facebook.
Sure.
But I'm saying as professionals, as people who are, I wouldn't go so, well, I guess you could say I thought we were friends, but I mean, it wasn't
okay,
like we
well,
had
listen, just to give it some context, I have screen grabbed the conversation.
A screen grab conversation?
Well, the screen grab off of your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Gresham comes in, and now we're talking about Tom Grisham of Gun Talk, the forebear of everything that is in the Gun Talk genre that I occupy now today. I have no real bones or axes to grind with the guy, but I find this very much beneath him to be acting this way. He starts out, he comes into a thread on Facebook on Mr. Ector's page. Rick, I would like to see you comment to getting rid of Wayne LaPierre and his cronies. Otherwise, you can do no good on the board, which you have pretty much stated that your reason for being on the board is to basically amplify what already you do already, right?
Exactly.
So that's not your reason for being on the board. Your board, you're not, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be going after it. Who has actually been able to?
If that's your platform, do your platform, and if people agree with your platform, they will support you and vote you in. Okay, that's not what my platform is.
Well, but the other thing is this: there's been a few people that have run on that, and they've never been elected.
But at least you're true to your ideas.
Well, this run going after Wayne LaPierre. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So but he's wanting you to commit to something that he knows, I know, you know, leads to you being not electable on the NRA board. That's my point. Then in the conversation, somebody comes in and defends you. You don't say anything. This is to your credit. I think that's to your credit. You didn't say anything. And he goes, you don't really know me or what I've done for the NRA, do you? Carry on. You may want to read this to become better informed about the catastrophe of the NRA. Okay.
You know, the thing about people attacking you for whatever reason, like I was floored by the fact that he wanted to bring an issue, something that we already discussed privately between ourselves, and then he wants to just, you know, like try to blindside me and like pick a fight, I guess,
yeah.
You know, online.
Yeah.
And you know, and the thing is, you know, when one person is, you know, being rude or disrespectful or picking a fight with one person, okay, it's clear who the asshole is, right? But if it's two people yelling at each other, no one knows who the fool is, right? So I'm like, well, look, man, go ahead. And I'm thinking to myself, go ahead and make a fool of yourself on something we've already talked. And I'm just a little miffed and upset that you wanted to do this after we've already had the conversation. So it's obvious that you're not trying to influence me personally. You, instead of running for a board position yourself.
Okay, before you finish, we're coming up on the break. You're going to finish this on the other side, which we will. Talking to Rick Hector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector. Rick was getting kind of wound up and everything, but, I mean, the thing is, we were just referencing a, I'm going to call this a, what would you call this? What would you call this where somebody has a name like Tom Gresham does?
He's a celebrity. He is a known entity. He is a person who, in his field of expertise, he has people who regularly tune in
sure.
to hear what he thinks about the world or the area that he focuses on. And you know, it's guns and gun rights and gun laws and gun products. And he's all things gun. That's what I would think his description would be, right?
Right. And as such, when somebody sees him saying something, it's like the old E.F. Hutton commercials. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. So
yeah,
this
and that carries a certain amount of sachet with it, right?
Yes.
You know, based on how he publicly feels about something or someone out in the public space, you know, that could influence other people to feel a certain way about the topics or certain people like me and my campaign to be on the NRA board. So, you know, depending on how high up you are, how well perceived you are, you know, you can say and do things that can intentionally damage someone's
yeah.
livelihood or damage their income or damage whatever they're trying to achieve, like run for the board of NRA directors, right? But see, he didn't do this shenanigans and madness on his show. He didn't do it on his social media pages that he has. He came all the way to, and I'm speaking to George.
Are you beating?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Let me stop.
I just want to make sure that wasn't again. Something like that's no problem. No problem.
No, that's me, man. Yeah. He came over to little old Rick Ector's page and had a hissy fit. You know, like got all riled up. You know, wanting to demean. I felt the way I took it anyway. That he was trying to derail my popularity or trying to impede my ability to accomplish my goal. But see, here's my point. Another point, anyway.
Sure.
If he feels so strongly about being anti-Wayne Lafiere, and he feels that this message should be put out to the masses by a spokesman, why don't he run for the board of directors?
Well, I can tell you why. Okay?
Why not? I mean, he has a following. He has people that listen to his every episode. He's got people who may be buying his products, his T-shirts, whatever he's selling, donating money to his organization. Why don't he run? Why don't He put himself out there on the public square and run on his own agenda. Why does he need to find a minion to do his dirty work? Why don't he step up and be man enough to do it himself?
Well, because,
why not?
Because except for his radio show, he's retired everything else. He's only doing his radio show because the problem with radio shows is once you can't really sell a radio show. Because whoever the host is of the radio show is the show. Right? So so he does a radio show, and everything else has pretty much just been laid aside. And it's part of the machine that he has built, the Gun Talk Media machine that he has built. But this is the thing. Somebody like Gresham, when he rolls in, the reason you would want somebody like Gresham is, like you said, he's sort of a force multiplier. When he gets out there, if he gets out there and says something, and it, like if he says it on his show, if he gets out there and goes, I endorse Rick Ector for the NRA board, that permeates, right? That gives...
It has an effect.
Yeah.
People are going to listen to it, and if it strikes a nerve in the public space, people are going to hear it, people are going to talk about it, and it's going to gravitate from person to person. But like I said, man, he didn't do this on his page. He did it on my page.
Sure.
And my bigger point is, if he feels so passionately about his idea, why don't he run?
Well, he's not going to.
Why don't
he's not
he do
to.
It?
He's not going to.
Why not?
Well, he's just not going to. He don't want to. He's done. He wants to quit everything. And that's
so,
this is the part. This is the part. You know, see, if I withdraw, if I want to withdraw from the public, I'm out here.
Okay.
I'm like Johnny Carson. You know, Johnny Carson, when he quit the day show.
You mean you could just give up radio, your true love, your true passion that you chose over Krispy Kreme donuts?
if I got to the point to where it was time to go, yeah. You know, everything ends, Rick. That's one of the saddest parts about human life, is that everything ends. If I get to the point to where it's I'm no longer effective, I need to go. I do need to go.
So being effective is one of the metrics or one of the things that you look to as to whether you should keep doing this. Okay, but still.
Yeah.
To my point to him, man, he did not go on his media to voice his opinion, right? Because obviously he felt, you know what? Maybe he doesn't feel as strong about it as he tried to make it seem on my page, man, but he's putting he and his influence on my page and my social media, in my opinion, to derail my campaign or get people to think negatively about me and my campaign. And I think that makes him a truly despicable individual.
Well, it's certainly,
I do.
You know, in with me, when you sent me the text and you said, would you endorse me? The thing was, it was two pronged. One, I can't because I'm not a voting member. The best way for me to endorse
you. Despite not being a voting member, you have an influence.
Okay, yes. And I will say this to anybody listening right now. If Rick Ector were to be elected to the NRA board, he would be the best part of it. There would be 176 of the board that is down for the cause that I can absolutely stand behind all the time, every time, anytime. And that would be the case for it. And in that way, yes, of course, I endorse you for that. The problem is I just think you're too good for it. But I invited you on the show to discuss it. We had a discussion. It was fun to have a discussion. In the end, you convinced me that you were genuine about it, which I was pretty sure you were anyway. So I'm good with that. If I had not wanted to do it, I would have not said anything. I would have not have taken my platform to denigrate your endeavor.
And that's what he did, man. I think the word I used was despicable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the thing about, I'm not going to sit here and go and try to make out. I know exactly what I am. Okay? I am not a teacher or an oracle or an instructor or a philosopher. I am a radio host. I comment on what's going on. I'm not a newsmaker either. But I have to make my commentary based upon my opinion and my understanding of logic.
Okay.
Now, if the NRA board is going to change, it's not going to be because 25 people, if all 25 were out there going, I want to run to depose Wayne LaPierre. If they get on there, they're still not going to depose Wayne LaPierre.
Well, here's the point, man. It's possible. There are so many, there are people out there that are of that opinion. And if they sure. feel that way, then fine. And you meet the qualification, fine, do that.
But you gotta, don't you gotta be, get the votes. You gotta get the votes.
Don't be some would-be puppet master and then, in my opinion, derail my campaign because I wouldn't bow before the king and kiss your ring and take up your calling and your, you know, view of the world or your view of the NRA. Man, yeah. So, yeah, I have to tell you that I lost a lot of respect for him, man. I really did. I thought he was a really cool dude, man.
I personally
have lost a lot of respect for him. A lot.
I screenshot that stuff because in the event that somebody comes on my page and does something like that, I'm deleting it. So I screenshot it on your page because I'm like, maybe Rich is going to delete this. I better have this if I want to quote it verbatim. So I did. And, you know, to that end, so we've said it. There are no heroes. We're only as good as the last thing we do. And Rick's always doing the last thing. And if you're looking for somebody to endorse on the NRA, if you get a ballot to vote for the NRA board of directors, the best thing you can do is vote for Rick. So that's Hector for director. I'm all down for that.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
And
here's the thing. And you didn't have to do that, and I appreciate you for it anyway.
Right.
But, you know, I guess that's what friends do, and he's not.
Check out Rick Hector at all over social media. RICKECTOR. It's all like that. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Yes, sir. Coming up, hour number two is inbound. might have a surprise for you. We'll see what we have going on in just a second. I haven't even confirmed it yet. But, yeah, that's what's coming up. Hector for director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.